We're well into the spring concert season for Wisconsin classical performers, with big symphonic season finales just around the corner. So this hour, let's spend some time with some of the smaller ensembles making a big impact on audiences. Having just finished Beethoven's ninth performance at UW-Whitewater, the Lake Geneva Symphony Orchestra is hosting another free chamber music concert next Sunday afternoon at Holy Communion Episcopal Church, with several brass quintets and a Dvorak piano trio. Dvorak's F minor trio, the third of his six, can surprise listeners with its moments of tense drama or more shadowy introspection. He began the work in early 1883, 6 weeks after the death of his mother, but also as he was finally establishing himself as a European composer, not just someone using his music to further a national identity. This striking calling card makes a bold choice to close out a concert season, which is where the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society chose to set it in 2014.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pianist Jeffrey Sykes, violinist Axel Strauss, and cellist Jean-Michel Fontenot, part of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, with Dvorak's Piano Trio No. 3 in F minor, from a performance at Taliesin in Spring Green on June 29, 2014, recording by Audio for the Arts. For more on next Sunday afternoon's chamber offerings in Walworth County, go to lakegenevaorchestra.org. In just a moment, choral music, commissioned for the opening of a new concert hall. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. Vocabulary.com describes the word confluence thusly: a flowing together. In a literal sense, it's about rivers, but it's more often used to talk about the coming together of factors or ideas, or of cultures in a diverse city. Last fall, the Eau Claire community opened the doors of the Pablo Center at the Confluence, a brand new facility for the performing, literary, and visual arts. Part of the celebration included music commissioned for the grand opening, and the composer-in-residence for the Eau Claire Master Singers, Elaine Hagenberg, combined the poetry of Max Garland and John Muir into the River's Song for the occasion. Quote, "All winter we have waited for the music of this wholehearted return of the river's flow. The river's flow not past, but through us. Every song is our song." Unquote. Music director Dr. Gary R. Schwartzoff added two other songs of rivers for the Master Singer's debut at the Pablo Center: Philip Lawson's arrangement of Down in the River to Pray, and Craig Hella Johnson's arrangement of Let the River Run by Carly Simon.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Gary Schwartzoff conducting the Eau Claire Master Singers in The River Song by Elaine Hagenberg, commissioned for their debut performance at the new Pablo Center at the Confluence last October 14th, with the Bridge String Quartet and the composer at the keyboard. Before that, we heard the Philip Lawson arrangement of Down in the River to Pray and Craig Hella Johnson's arrangement of Let the River Run by Carly Simon. Evan Middlesworth of Pine Hollow Audio recorded these works. You'll find the complete calendar for all of the participating Eau Claire arts groups, plus visiting artists, at pablocenter.org. Max Garland's words, "What we see reflected in the moving stream, what shines on the deep water's face, is a local version on the world's long dream, like the lasting wonder of a brief embrace," are fitting for the lasting wonder we find in performances by our state's wonderful musicians. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.